All right. And now we have a very full WGXC Hudson studio now. You guys want to introduce everybody, Ellen and Richard?
Sure. This is Ellen Thurston.
I'm Richard Roth.
And we're here with two visitors to tell us about an event this weekend that's happening at the Restore, which is connected with Columbia County Habitat for Humanity. And so we're here with Jessica Willis, who's the manager of the Restore, and Amy LaHoff, who's the office manager for Etsy. So, Jessica, let's start with you. Tell us about this event that's happening this weekend.
Well, it's a big event. We're having all kinds of things going on at the Restore to celebrate Earth Day. We've got everything from a petting zoo, food fair, demos on how to do green things. We've got some things that are going to be available for silent auction, which are repurposed Restore items. We have Cornell Cooperative coming and doing soil sampling and offering all kinds of advice with master gardeners. It's very exciting.
Is this the first time you've done this?
Yes, it is.
And does it all take place indoors in the Restore?
Actually, a lot of it is going to be taking place outside. We don't have a lot of room in the Restore. If you've been there at all recently, we are kind of full to the rim with wonderful donations that people have brought us. We are fortunate that our landlord has some space outside for us to throw this event. So.
And the Restore is just beyond the intersection of 9H and 66.
Yes, we're between 9H and Gabara Road on 66, and right behind the Village Dodge.
And Richard, what did you buy at the Restore?
I bought a sort of a classical column from the Restore.
Etsy got an awesome pool table from the Restore.
I saw that
it's
pool
beautiful.
Table.
Yes, it's amazing. Foot pool table. It's beautiful.
And someone just donated the pool table.
Everything that we sell at the Restore is donated. So, yes.
Do you get donations from places like, building material stores? Or
We do. I mean, one of our most recent large donations actually came from a hardware manufacturer, and I think the regional rep or regional sales rep had a buyback, and we received the donation of all this new in bag, little, barcoded bag hardware. So we get stuff like that. And we also get a lot of stuff from contractors. We get a lot of stuff from just individual homeowners who are redoing things. We got a wonderful kitchen not that long ago from someone who was donating a very beautiful maple kitchen because he was giving his wife a new kitchen. So, she was a lucky beneficiary of the whole thing, as were we, and the person who bought the kitchen.
So it's not just building materials. It's sometimes furniture and pool tables and
appliances, columns. We get, we get quite a few sort of larger knick-knack things, like larger paintings that go on the wall or mirrors. We get a lot of mirrors in, which are very nice, and it's kind of somewhere in between housewares and furniture.
It's some very nice lighting there also. I really like the lighting.
Thank you. Yes, we have lots of lighting.
Amy, tell us about how Etsy got involved with this event.
Well, I believe that Jessica came to the Hello Etsy event we had last year and kind of recognized that we were a good community alliance, that some of our mission was similar. We focus on helping people that make handmade items, and also we are very ecologically minded about how we make our purchases and conduct our business in the office and in the community. And so I think that it seemed like a really good fit. Besides the fact that we employ a lot of really incredibly creative people who could help give some vision to some of the things that you can find in the Restore.
That's pretty much it. Yeah,
seems to be working well.
And it's really a great partnership for us. I mean, for one thing, I'm having a great time getting to know the people at Etsy, and we've been having our planning committee meetings in the Etsy building, and it's a beautiful space. It's a fantastic space. We've also, you know, some of the tools that Etsy has used to build their connection with the community, we've adopted. We started our own meetup page, thanks to their inspiration. And we've had a couple of meetups that were pre-events for this Earth Day celebration.
What exactly is a meetup?
Meetup.com. And it's funny because I actually belonged to Meetup.com when I still lived in the city, and I joined a few meetups. But Meetup.com is a web-based it's a web-based organization that's focused on bringing people together for face-to-face interaction. So people who have shared interests can sign up for meetups, and then the meetup organizer schedules a place and time, and people go and they do things together, learn things together, have fun together, socialize, whatever.
I see.
How many employees does Etsy have in Hudson at this point?
Currently, we have about, I think, 16 right now. So we're small, but we're very motivated.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about what Etsy is about.
Well, people who are familiar, it's a website. And people who are familiar with the website will know that it's a marketplace where people who make handmade items or who collect vintage items or want to sell crafting supplies to make handmade things, can market their products on there. So they create their own shop, and they set their own shipping prices and their pricing for their items. And basically, it enables people in remote locations to reach a group of people who are specifically looking for the types of things that they make. So if they make art or knit things or soaps, candles, or if they specialize in vintage hats or vintage shoes, you're going to get that audience at Etsy.com. So they set up a shop there, and many are very successful.
And the shopkeeper, so to speak, does the actual shipping of the item and takes in the funds, or do the sales go through you in some way through Etsy?
Well, we have, they set up a PayPal account generally. We're starting to offer direct checkout, which is another option. These are basically ways that people can receive payment for their items with a credit card, which most people shopping online prefer. And Etsy is such an intriguing site. It's so beautifully curated, and so many people take such care in taking their photographs and writing, presenting their items with a great write-up and a story that's very personal. So I think a lot of people do some impulse buying on there. I know everyone at Etsy does. And it's really hard to avoid for us, because part of our job is to look at the website all day. So
some of these producers are really quite small, aren't they? I mean,
they are very
six pieces of something.
Oh yeah, you can list one item, or you can list 100 or several hundred. Some sellers list several hundred items. It can be quite feasible.
I was wondering, both your businesses opened, I guess, in the past couple of years during the worst recession in 80 years or whatever in Hudson. First, has it been easier or more difficult? And secondly, did you get help from the local government to get started? I guess Etsy, you probably need a lot of internet. So I'm just wondering if the kind of infrastructure for businesses like you to come into Hudson is already there, or did you need help? And if it's been easier or more difficult, so for both of you.
Well, Jessica, why don't you?
Well, the Habitat Restore, I was not involved with the beginning of the Habitat Restore, but the Habitat Restore was basically started by the Habitat. Columbia County Habitat has been around since 1993, and there were a group of people on the board with a lot of energy, who had this wonderful idea to see if opening up a ReStore was a possibility for our habitat. And ReStore is a program of Habitat for Humanity. So they looked into it. They thought that it would work. And so they took the plunge. And I think started volunteering at the ReStore maybe about 6 months after it had opened. And, you know, when it started, it was completely volunteer run. There were no paid positions at all. And we, you know, we're, for people who've been around here for a long time, we're in the old Skaterama building. So it's this big warehouse space. Well, it's a big skating rink space, with wood floors and, you know, small area outside where we have the checkout counter, and the Habitat offices are also out there. And when we, you know, when I first started volunteering there, there were wide, spacious aisles, and the few donated things that had, well, quite a lot of donated materials, but still, compared to what we have now, a very small amount. And as we've been open, we've grown and grown and grown, and more people are aware of us, and more people are donating. So I think it has been a very successful time for us to open, because one of the things that we do is we make products available to people at lower prices. People are able to recycle their things rather than throwing them into landfills. And, you know, we like to pass things on and sort of be this, you know, be connected to the community through, by fulfilling this role. So.
So a bad economy is not necessarily a bad economy for your store.
This is true.
And well, neither is it for Etsy either, because we basically, if you're unemployed, or if you're on a fixed income or if you're partially employed but you have some skills and you are making something, you can do it at any time of day or night. I mean, you can list items and manage your shop at any time of day or night, and you can price them accordingly. So one of the great things about Etsy is that you can get really quality items that are made by someone personally who puts a personal touch in their communication with you. You communicate directly with the maker, to me, from what I can see, for the quality that you get, the prices have been really, really awesome. So it's been a good time for Etsy, I think, partly because we support individual artists in an economy that doesn't necessarily support them that well, and give them a forum and an appropriate place for people to find them.
I guess my other question was, like, you hear commentators suggesting that it's difficult to open businesses, that there's such red tape and such. Mm-hmm. Did you find that to be the case in Hudson, or was it relatively easy to get open in the old Cannonball factory there?
Well, actually, like Jessica, I wasn't there from the very beginning. I think that... from what I understand, Hudson was really good to Etsy, and Etsy hopes to be really good to Hudson. We hope that we're doing that now. I don't think that there were any problems that I can see. And our landlord at the Cannonball Factory has been awesome. I mean, he's very open-minded about the ideas that we have for design. We've designed this amazing space with some local contractors that have made it just... It's like another world when you step in there. I think a lot of people remember that building as being very raw, and they've gone to shows and parties, and there's been some weddings in there. And when they come in again, they're just amazed at how much it's changed. It's really beautiful. And we've tried to, and the landlord has also tried to make design choices that are in keeping with the original building, the feel of it and the structure of it, and kind of call attention to the idiosyncratic details.
It literally was a Cannonball factory?
That is what I've heard. I've heard it was a Cannonball factory, among other things. I actually have asked Chris Gilbert owns the building, and I've asked him if he had any photos of the building back in the earlier history, because we'd really like to blow them up and display them in the building. That would be great. He's got a few that are not as old. We're looking into it. But it was a factory of a number of different things.
I think for a while it was a lumber yard and milling place. And I think it also included, it was bigger than just that building. I think the place where Musica is now, and even across 4th Street, it extended to where Helsinki is. It was a very big operation, I think, at one time. Mm-hmm. But it seems like a marriage made in heaven between your two organizations, because it's about community and it's about creativity at the same time. And I think it's exciting that you've come together to do this event. I had a mother who thought that would pick up almost anything and say, this would make a good waste paper basket.
You know, that's so definitely our minds. Yes, that's how people who that's how Etsyans think, and I think that's
how Restore people think too. In fact, one of the most difficult things about my job is when people bring a truckload of stuff that they're looking to get rid of, and you know, most of the stuff is the stuff that fits strictly in the categories of things that we accept. You know, building materials, appliances. You know, the very specific things. But then there are those things that are odd and magical at the same time.
Oh, like that circular shower. That thing is amazing. It's this incredible cylindrically shaped shower.
Well, I mean, and that is actually just a shower, which does fit into our criteria. But we get some other things that I can't resist, and I can't come up with a good reason to say no either. So...
Do those things hang around for very long, or do they?
Frequently, they don't.
Yeah.
Frequently, they don't. I mean, we've gotten some things that are traditionally collectible items, like, you know, the old milk cans and things like that, which don't fit into any of our categories of items that we normally take. But, you know, that's pretty obvious that they're going to sell. But then, you know, we do get the other odd things, and right now I can't think of anything, but yeah, we do get some very odd things that are just wonderful, and people get them and they turn them into other things. And
well, I love this. You're having a silent auction at your event.
Mm-hmm.
And repurposing guides, I guess you have also. A bathroom vanity made out of an old dresser,
mm-hmm.
a painting and a side table all in one, a key coat rack, a table reconceived with reclaimed wood. That sounds fairly normal. A bag made of coaxial cable and a seat with a cupboard underneath. And those are up for auction then.
Those are going to be up for auction. I think that there was one of those items is not going to be up for auction. I think there was some broken glass involved in the repurposing, but the rest of them we're expecting to have on Saturday. So,
and Dan Gibson from Grayson is speaking at 11 o'clock. What's he going to be talking about?
He's going to be talking about, he's going to be doing mostly Q&A, but he's going to do, he's going to talk a little bit about raising organic biodynamic food in, you know, in this area. And I think the reasons behind his starting the farm and then the restaurant.
So great.
It's a very exciting space. One of the things that I'm most excited about is the number of people in the community who are doing amazing things that I'm meeting as a part of this whole process. You know, it's between the CSAs that we've invited to, you know, there's some people who have CSAs who are going to be signing up new people, or there are other farmers who are just going to be providing information about what they do. But I'm meeting this amazing collection of people in our community who are all doing things that are earth-friendly. They're doing businesses in sort of non-traditional ways, which is very much a Restore thing, and an Etsy thing as well. And so I think it just ties together beautifully with Earth Day, because we're keeping things local, which is a very green thing. But, you know, I almost think that there's this other side of green, and that is that by being local, we're helping people find ways to do things more affordably in their own community too, because it's through making these personal connections that you're able to live more comfortably in your own community, because you know the people who are making the things.
And a couple of weeks ago was the designer showcase for the two new Habitat houses, which every room that you went into had something that had come from the Restore, which was great fun, because the docents, the people who were showing us around, said, can you guess what item in this room came from Restore? I just wanted to ask Richard if his column purchase was an impulse purchase or if you had set out to buy a column.
Well, I set out to buy a column or a porch pole of some kind, and there was a nice selection. I also bought lots of Cabot Stain.
Great. Is there anything else we need to tell people about?
We do want to let them know that there's going to be plenty of things for kids to do there. We have an Etsy employee that's going to be running a kids' craft table, and there will be a very eco-friendly kids' craft using some items from the ReStore. And I will have my baby goats there. And I heard that there's going to be bunnies.
They're going to be bunnies, yes, from and one of the farmers.
And face painting. And iron-on t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. You can bring your own t-shirt or bag, or you can buy one that actually Second Show is not going to be able to have someone at the event, but we're going to have Second Show shirts, t-shirts, and button-down shirts and whatever available for people to purchase if they want to iron-on something onto those. So bring your own or buy one to iron-on too.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming. Tom,
you want to give us the websites and addresses and the details again, if anybody missed when we began?
Okay. The best way to find out information is on the Facebook page, which unfortunately is a really long one to say out loud, but it's Renew Community Earth Day Celebration at ReStore Hudson. But if you go to the ReStore Facebook page, which is ReStore, NY, there is a link to Renew, so you can check it out on there. We also have the Meetup page, which is called ReStore Hudson Happenings, and I think it's meetup.com/ReStore. And then you can also call the ReStore, which is 828-0892.
Great.
And this is on Saturday from...
From 9 to 4.
And you can also go to etsy.com. Is Etsy.com?
Well, that's our website. But if you want to find information about how we're partnering with ReStore, we also have a meetup page. It's meetup.com/Etsy Hudson. And we not only have information about what we're doing with ReStore, but also the other events that we're planning and that are upcoming. So people might want to check that out.
Thank you so much for coming in. We really enjoyed this.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ellen.